Myrtle Grove Christian School recently announced its new policy in a letter to parents. Last night's speakers, including State Representative Susie Hamilton, say that they understand such policies are legal in private school. But they object to the fact that under the General Assembly's new tuition voucher program, public dollars can now be used to fund private tuition.
If we're going to give public money to people, they have to conform to public ideas. They have to respect the public. That means all of us. So if they're going to accept these public dollars, they're going to have to abide by a different set of rules. Or I don't believe that this community or this state or this nation will stand for it.
The director of Equality NC says he's working to challenge the state's voucher legislation and that he hopes Senator Tom Goolsbee will also stand against it. He adds that marginalizing gay kids puts this at-risk population at increased risk of bullying and suicide. However, the conservative advocacy group NC Values Coalition argues that the First Amendment protects Myrtle Grove Christian School's right to implement a policy excluding gay people. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.